There's a new lawsuit in that deadly bus crash in northeast Oregon that happened just before New Year's Eve. Two young victims of the accident say the driver was fatigued and going too fast. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Two boys, 15 and 16, who filed a lawsuit, described a harrowing scene. The boys are from Korea in the U.S. on student visas. They say the tour bus flipped end over end as it fell hundreds of feet down an embankment. The boys say they were knocked unconscious or fainted and awoke to screams, people pinned in seats, and dead bodies all around them. Charles Herman is their Tacoma, Seattle-based lawyer. Herman says the driver should have been going at much slower speeds, given the road warning signs the bus passed before the accident.
See, he's got a schedule to keep, and, you know, he needs to get all the way back to Vancouver, B.C. from Boise, Idaho, and he's driving too fast.
Herman says his clients are still in shock. They are cousins and live in Tacoma with a family friend. I'm Anna King in Richland.